This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Hey, John, can you let me have the return so I can... Okay, great. Thank you. Here we go. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of a USA Prepares. George in New Hampshire is with us, and this hour we're going to be talking about buying your first gun. And we'll be talking about rifle, and we'll be talking about pistol, and we'll be talking about shotgun. So for those people who have never had a gun, we're going to tell you a little bit about what you need to know before you buy your first one. We'll get you started on your research. Welcome, George.
Welcome. I got a question, Vincent.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
You blessed?
Yes! I'm blessed! Where have I heard that before? Yes, I am. And, class, if you're wondering what that story is about, Dr. Shealy, Norm Shealy, MD, PhD, times three, native medicine man, radio broadcaster, farmer, researcher, really brilliant man, is on the air with us Mondays, and he has been for all the time I've been broadcasting, except for maybe a couple of weeks. He noticed when I was in the studio in Springfield, Missouri, we were on the same radio station. He was on the hour before me. I was on 5 days a week. He was on one day a week, and he noticed this new guy, and he was really nervous, and he thought he could fix me right up. And so one day, he handed me a bottle of Bliss, Air Bliss. And I said, "Well, thanks very much, Dr. Shealy. What is this?" He says, "It's Bliss." And I said, "Okay. You know, what do you do with it?" And he said, "Well, you apply it. Here's the map." So I went into the men's room, took my shirt off, and I applied it. And wow, I was a different person within seconds. So it was something that enabled me to be relaxed on the air. And so Dr. Shealy has... He is the originator of Air Bliss and Crystal and Earth and Fire and Water Bliss. And it actually positively does work. Absolutely. So that's where the Are You Blissed, B-L-I-S-S-E-D, came from. So, George, one of our children was about 6 years old when I thought that he was about the right age to learn how to shoot. What do you think is the right age for someone? Now, I'm talking about under supervision, very, very careful supervision in a safe location where the projectile, the bullet, won't fly off and kill somebody or do damage. What do you think is about the right age in your experience?
I think about 6 years, 5 or 6 years old is a good time to show a child the basic responsibilities of a firearm and to have a healthy respect instilled in him about what firearms are, what they are capable of doing, and how not to mishandle it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason that I decided to teach our children at a young age is because my concern was that our son or our daughter or other son might be at a friend's house, and one of those friends might say, "Well, look what my daddy's got," or "Look what my mommy's got," and pull out a loaded rifle, pistol, shotgun, and somebody could get hurt, killed, wounded, maimed. And I wanted to make sure that our children knew what the projectile can do and how dangerous these things are and how to respect them and how to say, if that situation ever occurred, put that down. We're not going to play with that. Okay, just put that down and get away from it, you know, if a friend has it. Because maybe the friend hasn't been trained as I wanted to train our children. So that being said, George, let's start with a rifle. We'll talk about a wooden stock with a metal blue barrel, for example, rifle. What would you suggest would be the very first rifle that you would show a young person? What would that caliber be?
Well, I would say 22 long rifle, I'd say, is probably the cheapest basic firearm round that has a very minor recoil, which means a kickback, and it's manageable by a child all the way up to an older person. And I would recommend maybe in the beginning a bolt action rifle for the simple reason sometimes a single shot. If you want to give a young person a gun or have somebody have their name on a piece, so to speak, that they take out under adult supervision, a bolt action will teach them control, patience, and trigger and aiming without blasting a lot of ammo uselessly downrange.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely positively agree with what you just said. And my first rifle was a bolt-action Marlin rifle. But it did come with a magazine. It came with, I believe, a 7-round magazine. It was an inexpensive rifle at the time. It was probably $69 and change, and I still have it. And it was an okay rifle. It would do the job nicely to learn. And I think you're absolutely right. Now, this one did have a magazine, but a single shot, I think, is really the way to go. And I agree with you because you put one round in a single shot rifle, and that's all there is. And when you squeeze that trigger, there's no chance of another round being fired because there is no second round. There's only one round at a time in a single shot. And when I target shoot, I use a single shot. I use just one cartridge at a time in a 22 long rifle chambered target rifle. And I agree with that. And it's bolt action. Now, why bolt action rather than lever action, and why not semi-automatic? Why, George?
Well, the reason being is, like I said, you want him to learn the fundamentals surely and slowly and dependably. In other words, if you want to buy a 22 rifle that the whole family's going to use and you can just go out for a nice shooting session, I would recommend a Ruger 10/22, which is probably the most commonly encountered gun. It has more accessories and it's highly reliable, and it's been in steady production for, like I would say, over 60 years. The other one is a Marlin 60. That's like the runner-up. And there are two good names, American makers, that have a dependable track record, stand behind their products, and they don't make junk. But back to the original question of bolt action, a bolt action is something where, like I said, it's a manual control, almost like driving a manual stick shift car. It teaches the person has to rack the bolt back, it ejects a shell, then rechambers another shells down. Now, in the meantime, it's slowing him down, and it's teaching him eye and hand coordination, and that's very important when you're handling firearms.
Yep, and I have a Marlin 60, and that was one of my first rifles, as you mentioned. Now, that's tube-fed, and that means that you can put the 22 long rifle cartridges in the tube, and you can pull back the action and chamber the round and squeeze the trigger. And when you squeeze the trigger again, the next round goes off, and then the next round and the next round. And it's very inexpensive, and they've been making it for a very long time. I, you know, after having the experience, I think I like the Ruger better. Do you agree with that?
It's a matter of choice. I like carbines, like short rifles as opposed to the long rifles. The Ruger has, it's a matter of taste because it's just like the lever actions, not to get sidetracked, but in other words, Winchester 94, if you watched any Western movie where people are using lever action rifles, usually in 30-30 or some other cartridges, you know, even today, down through the years, it's been popular, especially as a deer cartridge, 30-30. In other words, they sold more Winchesters than they did Marlins. But it's a matter of taste. Marlin has a following, and it's a simple thing of picking it up and saying, which one do you like? And you know, like I said, it's a question of taste, although the Ruger, you're going to be able to, in fact, I'll tell you, I picked up an accessory for a Ruger 22 over a weekend at a show that can convert the Ruger 10/22 to look like the MG42 machine guns that was the standard machine gun of the German Army.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea.
I haven't seen it. That sounds pretty fascinating. Well, as you mentioned, the Ruger's been around. The 10/22 has been around for a long time. It means 10 shots in a in kind of a rotary magazine and 22 long rifle. What would the cost of one of those be at a gun show used, George?
Used, I would say, if you look around, you should be able to find a good, decent example for somewhere around median, I'd say about $150. But okay. If you were to go up about $209, you could probably get a new one.
All right. So other than the paperwork, and you know, I would prefer personally to buy one from someone who already bought it, rather than buy a new one, but you're always at risk of having that gun not work properly if you buy a used one. That may be why they're selling it. And you really don't know when you're buying it at a gun show, do you?
Well, no, and I know, Vincent, I'm sure you've been around the shows long enough, as have I. Sometimes you got a lot, most of the people there are honest people. They're just looking to basically swap for something better or get a little cash flow for something else they have. But there are people that I have encountered that will have something that they know is broken, and their attitude is, rather than just fix it, they pass it off to some poor, uninformed person.
All right, we'll talk more about this, your first gun, when we come back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
George is with us. George in New Hampshire. We're talking about buying your first gun. And George, so you can always, if you decide to buy a Ruger 10/22 as a first gun, you can always put just one round in the rotary magazine, just one round, and only one round will go off. And if you pay attention, what a great way to go. I mean, it's fairly accurate. It's very inexpensive. I happen to like the wood stock, and you can get it in stainless, stainless action, stainless barrel, or you can get it in blued. But I don't really like synthetic stocks very much on any rifle. Do you?
I really don't. I don't myself. Although there is something to be said from a standpoint of weather resistance and basically the contours and to keep the cost down. But I mean, plastic or polymer, it has its advantages. But wood has served for centuries, and like I said, they will continue for more, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I like the looks of a traditional wooden stock. And you mentioned Winchester 94, so we're talking like 1894, somewhere around there for the introduction. And you can buy a Winchester 94-22, which is a lever-action Winchester chambered in 22. And it is a good-looking, great-handling, traditional. I love it. I use it around the farm all the time. 22 rifle. You like that one, too?
I like it, and I also know they have, like, a copy. I think it's Henry Repeating Arms Company, I believe is the American maker. They they made it with a brass receiver, and it looks, they called it the Golden Boy, and that's in 22 also. There's a number of clones of Winchester lever actions out there in 22.
Mm-hmm. And there's another one that looks somewhat similar for the experienced eye. It's actually different. That'd be a Marlin. And the Marlin has a heavier barrel, and it's way more accurate. I'm talking about the Marlin Golden 39. And it's probably priced around the same as the Winchester.
Right. I think, though, that the Marlin uses micro-groove rifling.
Yes.
Whereas, and they've continued to improve. I'm not saying that Winchester hasn't continued to improve, but they've found they've got a good proven design. I think John Browning designed that 1894. What do you think on that?
I think that's right. He designed a lot of guns. He really did. Brilliant, brilliant designer.
Brilliant man.
So I like the in terms of accuracy, I like the Golden 39. In terms of carrying it around the farm, I like the Winchester 9422 or the Henry. Now the Henry is a much less expensive gun. And what do you think that you can get a Henry lever action for at a gun show used, George?
I'll be honest here. With the Henry, I'm not as up on the prices, but I will say that when it comes to 22s, a lot of people are going more for the assault rifle look. So as time goes on, a lot of those older Western rifles, they definitely have an appeal. I would say if you hunt around, you should be able to get... Well, I'll be honest, I'm not exactly up on the prices, but I will say this. You know, it's a very cool 22 rifle that I'd like to acquire someday. And it's made in Germany, and I think you'll agree with me as soon as I tell you. You know what I mean.
Well, you're talking about the bolt action that looks exactly like a K98K German.
No. I've got a better one.
Okay.
The STG 44 and 22, made in Germany.
Hmm.
Have you seen those?
Mm-hmm. No.
The MP44 series. Well, they're made in Germany. They've been bringing them in. I don't know if they're still making them. I think they are. But it looks, feels, heft and everything. It's basically 90% of an MP44, which was really the standard assault rifle by which everything was defined later on. But in 22.
Pretty neat.
And those go around $500, maybe a little $450, $500. But look around. You might find one for as low as $375,
Pretty neat. Pretty neat. So we've been talking about lever action. I really like lever action rifles. They don't look like the assault rifles. They're traditional. They're Western guns. And they just work and work and work. And they're reasonably priced. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government says the U.S. economy added 190,000 jobs approximately last month. That's a big improvement over the month before, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Some economists were estimating an increase of workers at only 175,000 after a disappointing report in February. Eleni Karageorge of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has the March report.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 196,000 in March, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.8%.
For the year so far, wage gains increased at 3.2%.
The military says a male sailor shot a female sailor at a Virginia Naval Air Base this morning. The base said the shooter is dead. The victim was taken to a local hospital where she's expected to recover. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about your first gun. George in New Hampshire is with us. Kyle in Montana is joining. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is one of my favorite subjects, period. So I had a couple of thoughts that you might want to consider. So for a first gun for a son or daughter, either one for that matter, but I agree with you wholeheartedly that a single shot rifle or, you know, .22 would be their great first rifle in the sense of a the loaded round, firing downrange. But I highly suggest if you're starting a kid out, give them a pump pellet rifle in 177 caliber that has to be pumped like 8 or 9 times for each shot. The reason is it really subconsciously teaches them to make every shot count. So, and plus, anyway, that's just a thought on that one. And Vince, for a carry gun, I agree with you. I'm a Marlin fan, like from ever. The only suggestion I have for people, if you ever come across one, try to look and find a Model 39 a Marlin Mountie, M-O-U-N-T-I-E. And it is a little short-barreled one. I have one that I have had for 25 years, and it is a 4-digit serial number, just an absolute perfect little gun, and one of the most accurate 22s I have ever owned, bar none.
I've got to agree with you. I really like, for accuracy, the Marlin 39 series. And Annie Oakley, you know, world-known target shooter, liked the Marlin. She really did. So
yeah.
There's a lot to be said for Marlin. And I want to make one other comment. I have a friend who is an auctioneer in Virginia. And one day I asked, and this was a couple decades ago, I said, so how are things selling? And they would sell pistols and rifles and shotguns and tools and all kinds of things at these estate sales. And his response was very interesting. He said, Vinny, good stuff sells good. Junk is always junk. And that absolutely applies to what we're talking about, doesn't it, Kyle?
Absolutely true, yep. I highly, if you can find somebody out there, find one of the old Crossman, I'm not sure whether Crossman or Daisy made it, but anyway, you could pump it up like 15 or 20 times, and that's what my dad turned us loose when we were kids. And I've killed jackrabbits and ducks and squirrels and all of those things. When I was a kid, and frogs, learning how to hunt and sneak up on things and stalk, all of those things happen, you know, when you've got some room for your kids to be able to get out and roam. Don't turn them loose with this stuff in a city or something like that, because there's just too many temptations. But like you guys said, you know, take them out in the country sometime, and if you live close to a field or a farm or anything, teach your children, you know. I one time took my kids, when I turned them loose with their pellet rifles or 22s or whatever it was, I would have a jug of water, and I would not tell them what I was going to do. And I would put the jug of water out there, and I would walk out with the pellet rifle or the 22 or pistol or whatever it was, and I would shoot it when they really weren't expecting it. And I would show them, say, now, do you want to leak like this here jug? Or do you want me or your brother or your sister to leak like that? Because that's what it's going to be like if you happen to make the mistake of pointing it toward us and it goes off. So, anyway, just something to think about. Ways visual things really make a big impression on children. Telling them seems to go in one ear and out the other, you know.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I learned before a 22 long rifle, I learned on a Crossman pump rifle. I also learned on a Daisy BB gun. And I also learned on a Crossman 22 caliber pump pistol.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Just
had all those.
To interject one thing.
Yes, George, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
One of the cardinal rules of firearms, as I'm sure you, Ben, and Kyle will agree, is you have to treat every gun as if it were loaded. And always be aware of where it's pointed. Make sure that it's pointed in a safe direction where if accidentally it was to go off, let's just say, what would be the least caring spot for it to go off and hit? Because how many times have somebody removed the magazine from a gun and they didn't check the chamber? And they'd say, oh, no, it's not loaded. And then come to find out through a freak accident, a round goes off and everybody's looking dumbfounded. You know, like I said, you don't want to be leaking like that jug, as that very powerful lesson you taught your children. And I'm sure that people should apply that to their kids when they're teaching them firearms.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, what would you like to see as a first shotgun? And then George.
My favorite that I started out with, my dad started me out with when I was a kid, was an old Mossberg bolt-action clip-fed bolt action 12 gauge, and he's got the stock down, and he always used to tease me, but he stuck a sissy pad on it for me, he would say, because he put a pad on it because it kicked like a bay mule, especially when you're like 12 years old, you know. But anyway, I enjoyed that. I still have that gun. In fact, the stock right where the pistol grip is broke. And my dad, of course, we didn't have money, and there wasn't epoxy back then very much. And he took a bolt and countersunk that thing and stuck it through that and glued it with wood glue. And I have that gun to this day, and still usable.
Interesting. Interesting you say that, because I have the same one. It's a Mossberg clip-fed 12-gauge. And I really like it, and I still have it. I don't have a bolt through it, but it's old. It's probably from the 60s. George, what's your thought?
I agree with you. I would say I've got a J.C. Higgins bolt-action 12-gauge. And J.C. Higgins was the brand name of Sears and Roebuck. And they bought a lot of guns from a lot of very venerable gun manufacturers in the United States. And pound for pound, value for value, and a lot of them around in the landscape, for the money, a bolt action shotgun would be a nice way to teach somebody, although I'm leaning more towards a pump, such as a Mossberg 500 or a Remington 870, for the simple reason people are going to graduate, and I'm trying to think of something that the family can use. And like I said, and then eventually as they graduate, it'll be a nice base gun to have for general purposes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The reason that I bought the bolt action for my first shotgun is I didn't want to make any mistakes. I'd never used one before, and I was going to teach myself how to use it. And my thought going into it was 12-gauge will do everything. I can shoot skeet with it. I can use it for hunting. I could use it for everything. And it was very inexpensive, and it was durable. The idea was that I could go to a smaller gauge. I could go to a 410. However, it costs more to shoot a 410 shotgun with a much smaller cartridge than it does to shoot a 12-gauge. Kyle, your thoughts?
Absolutely true, Vince. You know, in fact, the 12 gauge, because it's been used so much, that's why the shells for them are even cheaper. You can't even reload a shotgun for what you can buy shells for now. You know, it's just, at least, when I looked into it last, which is about 2 years ago, you cannot reload as cheap as you can buy shotgun ammunition for me at that time. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you completely. It's interesting, George. I agree with you too. That pump is a great one. My oldest son actually started out buying himself a pump shotgun, and just for the sake of having something. And him and I talked it over before he did it. And anyway, he bought that to start out himself. And then he ended up with his deer rifle was a pump 30-06. Remington 742, and it is one of the rarest pump rifles I have ever ran into. This thing will put them almost through the same hole at 100 yards with any grain bullet. We've tried it with 150s, 165s, 180s, and 190 grain boat tails, and all it does is move up and down the target, depending, it's straight in line, and move up and down the target with the weight of the bullet. It's just an amazing rifle, and he is just deadly with it. I've seen him one time, we had a cow tag, and I saw him drop to one knee and shoot a cow in the head at 212 paces. So, I mean, he just, it was amazingly accurate gun, and he was amazingly accurate shot.
What about...
I'm sure he had a good teacher.
Absolutely. What about pistols? What is your favorite first handgun, George, and then Kyle?
Well, a .22 pistol, be it a revolver or a semi-automatic, is another good way to go. One thing I want to recommend, if somebody's looking for a carry pistol, and as far as pound for pound and dollar for dollar, I'm hearing good reports about a Taurus G2C. And they can be had with a rebate anywhere from $170 maybe to about $225. And they're 12-shot, polymer. Okay.
All right, hold that thought, and we'll come back and tell us more about that Taurus. And then, Kyle, your thoughts.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
George is with us in New Hampshire. Kyle's calling in. Both USA Prepares instructors. We're talking about guns. George, you mentioned the Taurus G2C. I've heard the CEO of Taurus on the air years ago, probably maybe 20 years ago. I was so impressed with him that he really wants his company to build fine handguns. And I'm looking at the Taurus G2C that you mentioned. It's a 9mm pistol. It's 12 plus 1, meaning 13 rounds. And it's a polymer. $199 is the price, brand new. Unbelievably low cost.
And from what I understand is that it seems to have incorporated, I'm told that Taurus has a spotty record in the last 15 years or so with quality control, although the consensus is with this particular pistol, for the price, the features and everything, and from what I've heard of the reliability, they said that they hit a home run with this one. And most people being on a budget always remember, it's not the initial price is not really the true cost of a gun, because you have to feed it. You have to buy ammunition for it. With a pistol, you'll have to buy a holster for it. So you want to leave that margin where you have enough money to buy a comfortable amount of ammunition and a nice holster that'll basically do the job. And I'm looking in terms of like self-defense or carry out there in the world. And it's always better to have a gun and not need it than to need a gun and not have it.
Absolutely. Kyle, your thoughts? First handgun?
Yeah. First handgun, I would never buy a semi-automatic pistol for a first time for a kid. I would have a single shot, something like a Ruger Single Six. But George, I so agree with you on the G2 and the G2C. Either one of those two guns, I have one, and my neighbor has one. And I'll tell you, we've probably put 300 or 400 rounds through each one of them. Not one single malfunction with those guns. And he's not much of a shot, but I'm teaching him slowly but surely. But at 20 feet, either gun,
It's no joke. I can take run-of-the-mill 9mm cheap ammunition as long as I like to keep stay with the stuff that's got a brass case. But anyway, and I eat the center out of a bullseye at 20 feet with either one of these guns. Absolutely amazing accuracy for that. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I picked up one at a gun show for $175, and it came with the box and an extra clip, and took it home and literally bought cheap run-of-the-mill. I already had some, but a cheap run-of-the-mill 9mm ammo, and that gun was already almost sighted in for me. I had to move the sights just a little bit, but when I got it set up there at 20 feet, I literally eat the center. You could look through it and look at the woods in the back of my place there, because I'd eat a hole right through the center of the bullseye.
May I just say one thing here? What comes to my attention is that between you, Vincent, and you, Kyle, and myself, we have what the listening audience should be aware of is you're hearing the expertise and well over 100 years worth of firearm experience between the three of us. Am I correct, gentlemen?
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is we all agree exactly on the same points. First handgun, mine was the equivalent of the Ruger Single Six. We're talking about a wheel gun or a revolver for a lot of reasons. Not a semi-automatic. Semi-automatic is not something that you should hand a young person for a first time using a handgun. I absolutely agree with that. I would put just one round in the cylinder of a revolver for the first time out of the gate, teaching a young person how to shoot. That's what I would do.
Yep.
Do you gentlemen agree?
Yes, sir. You don't want to give a kid a gun where you can pull the trigger the second time and it'll go off again because they get too excited.
Absolutely correct.
You let the child know, if you ever catch him doing something improper or without permission, it's going to be a long time before he gets the handle on the firearm.
Yeah. My dad had an expression for that. It was called after a while. We can do that after a while. I got to tell you, I'm still waiting. George, Kyle, thank you so much. I really love your friendship.
And
both
thank
of
you,
them.
Vincent.
Thank you,
Kyle.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you, Mike.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.